Season's greetings.
Merry Christmas.
Fantastic, that'll do.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. If it wasn't on brand, then I don't know I'd be quite upset about it, to be honest.
No, actually, Merry Christmas. My mic and my headphones have just broken, so.
Oh no!
But I'm in a room where it's like dead silent, so.
Yeah, there's no echoes, so it sounds pretty good.
All right, good. I mean, I'm in a lecture hall, so.
You're certainly dressed for the occasion, aren't you?
I had something earlier. I had to be dressed up for.
Suave, very nice.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah. I mean, I'd normally take the piss, but you actually look really good. So well done.
Thank you. I'll take that. Yeah. Thank good. You.
Apart from the haircut, obviously.
Just the you know, bedhead, devil may care, debonair kind of thing.
Yeah. Lovely. Like Robert Pattinson.
Thank you, mate. Oh, that's the compliment, yeah. I need to get my brows done.
Sorry?
My eyebrows.
You get your eyebrows done? Like,
no,
plucked.
I don't, but I need to. I mean, they look ridiculous.
They look like eyebrows. I don't know what you want from them. Their hair's above your eyes.
Want yours, bro? You can't see yours.
Well, look lovely.
On fleek, as they say.
Yeah. Very nice. So, how's it going, then? You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, man. I finished my. I had an exam yesterday, and now my term's finished. So.
Oh, very good.
Just
very good.
Kicking it.
Yeah. What's your plan for Christmas? Just chilling.
Just chilling at home, you know.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you much. It's been a rough couple of months, so I'm looking forward to the break. Yeah.
Yes. It'd be nice just to, I don't know, sit and not think about it, but you know what I mean? Take it all in, rather than just being busy all the time.
Jake Stark, literally, I'm going up to Hertfordshire tomorrow on Sunday. Not Hertfordshire, Dunstable, to be with some friends.
Oh, nice.
I'm just going to chill for a few days there. Write some shit.
What are you writing? For uni.
Yeah,
what an exciting time.
Not really joy of joys, but at least I can get the work done and then have a Christmas. Because it's not due till January the 15th, so.
Oh, it's all right. You've got a bit of time at least.
Yeah, try and get some of it done before Christmas and then have a relaxed week over Christmas and then get back to it.
Yeah, nice. All right.
It's what it is, bro. What about you? What are you doing? You going to see mum?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm working on the 24th.
Yeah.
So we're going to drive, I think we're going to drive down on the 24th evening,
mm-hmm.
stay till the 26th, and then obviously I've got work the 27th, so go back then. That's the plan anyway.
Right.
Hopefully. We won't be, I don't know if I mentioned it, do you remember last year? We booked an Airbnb like two streets away from where we live. Like from our parents, it doesn't make no sense. So this year we're just gonna leave the cats at our granddad's, I think, which is again down the road. So that's ideal.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I mean, they're alone, you know, the majority of the day, and they've never seen fussed. So it's just another day for them, isn't it? Except they'll have little Christmas hats on.
Will they actually?
No, I would really like to get them little hats though. It would really cheer me up. Like, it might actually put me in the Christmas spirit if I could dress the cats up.
Fuck me, that'd be an achievement.
I know.
You're going to be get your usual Grinch aesthetic on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dye the beard green.
I've already, that's a good idea. I've already cut holes in me Christmas jumper, so when I put it on, oh no, look, it's got holes in. Shame.
Oh, what a shame. I can't wear it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, well, if I do wear it, I'll have to look like a bit of a tramp. Your choice, love.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those. They're so American. I've so many of them. They're horrible.
But Christmas jumpers.
Yeah, they're just so American. Just wear a jumper.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's nice to have like a little bit of Christmassy detail or something. But you know, everyone's got to have a fucking slogan on it now. It's always got to be funny or some pun. It's just, just fucking put a little jumper on with a Christmas tree on it and fuck off, would you?
Christmas tree or some snowflakes or...
A little picture of baby Jesus.
That's a bit rogue. I mean, I was thinking more reindeer.
Little baby Jesus. You know, like the emblems. You know, you get like the brands, and you've got their little like emblem on the t-shirt. I want that, but like baby Jesus.
You want an infant Christ logo?
Yeah. What I want is a Jesus polo.
Pretty sure that would be blasphemy, to be honest with you.
No.
Well, it definitely would be, but we'll move on.
Didn't like that.
There's no message to that, is there? There's no, like, you know, this is the real meaning of Christmas. It's just, I'm going to make money off of...
I'm just repping Big J.
You're repping him. I don't think Christ wants to be repped.
I think he needs to be, because there's a big old decline, mate.
Not like that, though, bro. I think that is...
You need to move with the times.
That's such... Move with the times. That's late-stage capitalism. That's consumerist decay.
You see this... Christianity is on the decline. So what you need to do is capitalize on it.
That's the West. Yeah, that's the current Western idea for sure. It's not on the decline. And you know what? Think about Christianity as a religion. It's literally the only religion which flourishes in persecution. The fastest growing churches in the world are in China and North Korea.
Yeah, but that's no surprise, is it? Because they've got nothing else to grasp onto. So anyway, moving on to Christmas. Do you like Christmas dinner? Is Christmas like as a feeding opportunity? Is it one of your better days?
What a horrible way of phrasing it.
I know, fuck me. Let me try again. Wait. Like... So
piranhas, my man.
So Christmas.
Yeah,
okay. Do you? I've no idea. I don't know how else to ask it.
You are chismed out.
Do you like Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Wow. Well, we got there in the end.
Is Christmas dinner your bag?
You know, you need a badge that lets people know that you're autistic, because otherwise they'll piss out of you your whole life.
Brilliant.
I do like Christmas, actually. I really like Christmas dinner.
Fuck me. You like Christmas dinner?
I do. I think I'm not one of these guys that's like, oh, if I don't have this, and this, my Christmas is ruined. Because my mum has never had a very traditional Christmas dinner. Like, we'll have a roast. Like, on Christmas Day, it will be, you know, a roast turkey or chicken with roasted vegetables, you know, Swede mash, sauerkraut, and like
sauerkraut.
Yeah, like Swede mash.
Moving into Bavarian, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's not, obviously, I've got a lot of German side of the family.
Oh, I know you have. You keep bloody saluting everyone.
Our traditions are quite mixed. So on Christmas Eve, we have like a buffet dinner, you know, like cheese crackers and, you know, meat and stuff like that. And
that's fun. Like an antipasti, is that what it's called?
I thought antipasti was like... No, charcuterie, that's it. Yeah, charcuterie, it's called smorgasbord, I really like that kind of stuff. I don't think Christmas dinner is that crucial for me. Like, if you gave me... It'd just be like a roast dinner, then I'd find, like, I don't need the pigs in blankets and all that shit. I'll just...
Oh, no. They're the best bit. Really,
I just like... I like food, so whatever's cooked, it's going to be good. I had quite a mixed bag of it growing up, so I think the most crucial thing for me on Christmas is just one of those opportunities. It sounds kind of corny, I guess, but it's one of those opportunities you get to kind of sit with family and reminisce about the year. That's mostly what I like about Christmas, is just thinking about what's happened in the year. And it, I mean, the Christmas tree is probably the most crucial thing for me. Like, I need a real tree.
A real tree?
Yeah, we always have a real tree and we decorate it, and we have decorations up around the house. And
decoration-wise, do you have... Because I imagine that you're different to, you know, I think you're a bit more traditional.
Mm.
What type of decorations do you have on a tree? Do you have, like, ornamental as opposed to, like, plastic baubles and things?
Yeah, there's a mix. There's a mix. On the tree, there'll be lights, there's tinsel... ornaments, baubles, various things. I mean, because my parents have been married for so long, they, as I'm sure your mum and dad did, you just collect shit.
Oh, of course. You end up with too much for a tree.
Yeah, they've got way too many decorations for the house. So actually, when they bring it out every year, it's like, well, what of this is going up and what of it is just staying in the box?
We always used to play a game of what colour do you want this year?
In my old house, most rooms had a different colour theme. Like my mum's bedroom was purple, downstairs lounge was red, there was a green room, a yellow room, stuff like that. And it's so 80s and 70s.
I think it's really cool.
Yes, it was fun. It's probably not how I would do it, but I did appreciate it as a child. Hmm. You know, all of the rooms were painted a colour for a start. Everywhere was just colour. There was no white or green or
no planes. See, nowadays the modern look is pure white, isn't it? With like,
it's horrible though.
Everything's white or everything's just plain like grey.
Yeah, it's all grey. You know what I think it is? They'll have like the grey sofa set in the lounge, and there'll be nothing in the lounge apart from a massive TV, and they'll think, "Oh, this is stylish." All it is that they don't have any personality, and they're scared of showing any personality. Like if they have anything else in the house, someone will have
judge.
You can criticise it basically, and you can have an opinion on it. Like I say, "Oh, this is right," because it's all grey. You can't have an opinion on it.
Do you know there was? I mean, I know there was a whole thing about. What did they call it when it was minimalist, when there was just nothing in your house? And that was a real fad for a bit.
Yeah, I'd call that being a miserable...
Brilliant. I'd call it easy cleaning. but you know, there's a Latin, memento mori, which basically means we're all going to die.
Memento nothing mori.
Matters. Yeah, same thing, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, well, depends who you ask. If you ask someone that doesn't speak Latin... I imagine
if you ask me, the Latinist, I'll say memento mori.
Major Latin over here, he is. Yeah. Fucking hell.
That's such a great insult, that, you know, Blair.
Major Latin.
Yeah, that's incredible. That. How did you come up with that?
Oh, just maths, mate.
Is it?
Yeah. That's maths.
But, yeah, well, that's it. Remember, you will die. I mean, part of that is... don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. But the other aspect of that is live as if every day is your last day. So, you know, you've got to make decisions and, take risks, basically.
Yes. I mean, my point of bringing that up was that there are people that these days, instead of being minimalist, they just think, what's the point in owning stuff? Because I'm going to die and it's not mine. Yeah. And you end up essentially a minimalist anyway, but... You end up with nothing. And like you said, there's no personality. It's not like you're in a house, like in your home. Yeah. You're just in like a show home. And it's so plain. I don't know who can live, like, especially coming back around to Christmas. Imagine people that just don't bother decorating a house or don't put a tree up. Or, you know, even people I know that are, you know, I don't want to say severely depressed, but you know what I mean? Really like struggling. They'll still fucking stick a tree up because it cheers you up, doesn't it?
That's the thing. A tree represents so much more than just an aesthetic object, but just it is an odd tradition, but I think it's one everyone you should take part in if for no other reason than because it spices up your life. Like if every day you wake up and your house is exactly the same and stays that way for decades, you will also stay that way.
You're not living and you're not moving with the times. You're stuck. Forever.
I think, a lot of it does have to do with the fact that because you have a TV, like everything, and a lot of stuff revolves around the TV, you think, well, what else do I need? Because your attention isn't elsewhere. But if you're reading or you're not looking at the screen, you know, and you're actually looking around the room and kind of observing what's there, if there's nothing there, that only represents the void in your own heart.
But that's exactly it. There's no stimulation, is there? So you're just a plain... fucking sack of bones.
It's fucking boring.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Christmas. Happy days. Next.
Merry Christmas.
Cheer the gaff back up.
Everyone.
Oh.
I've been... My algorithm on social media is... Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, the stuff I get recommended on Reddit. the stuff I get recommended. The stuff I get recommended on Instagram is insane. Like, I've watched, every now and then a video of someone like in a car crash will come up, like
fucking hell, yeah.
Like dash cam footage, and I'll like send it to her mate and be like, "This is insane." And so I did this a couple of times, and now like half my feed is just death. Like, people in fucking horrible accidents.
Fuck me.
Like, some Chinese steel worker getting burnt alive, or
imagine the algorithm's got, he fucking loves this.
It's insane.
He loves all that.
Equally, at the same time, like, there'll be trigger warnings on videos of someone saying that there are only two genders, like hate crime or hate speech or something. No, you're not allowed that. But you can see this man getting pushed under a bus.
You can see a man getting squashed. No problem.
You are allowed to see an actual murder happening. Like, I've videos have come up of dudes actually like stabbing each other, or like
fucking hell.
Oh shit! Or one wow. guy. One guy in a car accident, and it's looking at a fucking lamppost, and the guy wraps his car around the lamppost, and he like gets shunted out the side, and his head smacks on the lamppost, and his blood and brains just go everywhere, and literally, like, you can't see the color because it's a black and white video, but you can just see his like his brains on the
everything's
floor
spilling out, yeah.
There, and it's like, this is insane. I mean, I'm so desensitized to it now.
Imagine you're allowed to watch something like nothing, you know, there's
no
safeguard in a way around it or anything, yeah.
It's like, who the fuck is putting this on here?
Yeah. Who's got it on their phone? And just going, this will do. Upload this.
Scroll it through, you know, I'm looking at like, oh, here's Manchester United just lost it. Oh, there's another man dead. Oh,
there's another bit of brain on the pavement. Lovely.
That's a nice cat. Oh, look, that woman's dead, you know.
Can I tell you a bit of weird news that I found? Yeah. So this is it's so far-fetched. It actually upset me reading it. Scientists make VR goggles for mice so they can feel what it's like to be attacked by a bird. Now, so they're they've made little VR goggles. It's on fucking Sky News, mate.
That's insane.
They're putting them on a mouse and then saying they're playing a bird swooping down. Imagine a human, yeah, getting a pair of goggles.
Yeah.
For like Christmas, opening it and going, oh, this is incredible. This is going to be like a nice VR headset or something. You put them on, and then there's just some mad, like, I don't know, you've just got a fucking alien swooping down to kill you.
That's
I suppose
so
you could
fun.
Do it with just a big bird, I suppose, but you know what I mean. Like, something, like, imagine your greatest fear. Imagine you're scared of clowns, and then you get these goggles, and there's just a fucking clown coming at you behind a bush.
I mean, imagine.
What's wrong with them? Imagine how is that allowed to be done?
You just put a baby comes out of the womb, you just put some goggles on it and it gets stabbed.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
It's the equivalent, isn't it?
But I don't think the baby would understand what's going on. But
well, mom,
if you were to put them on the mum's...
What's going on.
Well, it knows that it's being fucked by a bird.
No, it doesn't, because it's actually not dying.
No, but it can fucking see it with its head, mate. It knows it's happening.
Yeah, but it doesn't understand what's happening. Mice don't understand what it means to actually get killed. They just know that it's happening.
But they do now, because they're putting fucking headsets on them.
For what purpose? To measure their fucking heart attacks?
I'd assume so. Do you want me to go into it? Do you want me to actually read it properly? Because
I'm interested why... Like, what sadistic fuck thought, oh, you know what, this is a great idea.
Miniature rodent stereo illumination VR. Immersive, nice roll off the tongue, isn't it? Upon noticing the simulated bird of prey, these terrified rodents ran faster on the treadmill during the tests or froze, both of which are real common responses. They'd achieve greater understanding of their behaviour. I don't think you need to understand why they shit themselves and die, do you?
Not really.
Like, oh, I wonder why that rat's fucking just frozen and, you know, flopped to the floor. Oh, I reckon it's because otherwise he's going to get fucking eaten, mate. Don't need a VR headset. Imagine how much money they've spent fucking around developing this miniature fucking VR headset.
Yeah, what does it really achieve for humankind?
What's the point?
Well, I think this is ultimately what you get in late-stage capitalism, again, is just people...
It's
people doing shit for no other reason than they can.
Well, I mean, isn't that everything since sort of about 1980?
Yeah, late stage capitalism.
Yeah. The thing is, though, there are things that they've invented that are actually worthwhile. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that you think, oh, how would we have coped without so-and-so? Why were we doing it like that for so long? I mean, like an air fryer. Why were we using a conventional oven for the last fucking 100-odd years? And now all of a sudden we've got essentially a microwave with a fan in it.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you can't really cook a whole chicken in an air fryer, though.
You certainly can. You definitely can.
You absolutely can.
There's recipes online for a whole fucking Christmas roast dinner in an air fryer.
You need a big-ass air fryer.
Oh, you'd probably need about 10.
Fucking wham air fryer. One, three. I want an Arga. You know, one of those wood-fired fucking jobbies.
What's it called?
An AGA.
Like a range
cooker.
I see. Proper old there, isn't it? Old school job.
That'd be fun. Coal fire that bitch.
Do you know what? I can imagine you with that. I can imagine you popping into your late Victorian style kitchen.
Suits me.
Yeah. It's not a very Christmassy topic, but you know, bamboo grows so quickly that they used to use it to... They'd sit their prisoners on a bamboo shoot and it would just grow through them because it grows so quickly. It was like torture. Well, it was torture. Horrible. That's the whole point of it.
Like torture. I think that's probably qualifies as torture.
But can you imagine how painfully slow...
No, I don't want to imagine like, that.
The death is.
Awful.
Like you can feel it growing inside you. It grows like an inch every 3 hours or something ridiculous.
And I think it's... Isn't it... I mean, the bamboo that you're talking about made is up. Is the giant bamboo, right?
Could be.
You're talking about the giant bamboo they grew out there.
I don't know. I didn't get that far. I know a little nugget of information and I've run with it.
You're not seeing the bamboo that they grow to build scaffolding with out there?
Who's building scaffolding with? I know it's strong, but come on. Standing on the fucking like stuff.
Legit. They build scaffolding out of bamboo over there because it's like it grows like that thick.
Holy lemons. Yeah, you're right. Wow.
If you ever watched Rush Hour?
A long time ago, but...
Yeah, features in that.
Is it?
Yeah, I think Rush Hour 2, they're up the side of a building in Bangkok or something, and they're both falling down this bamboo scaffolding.
Bloody hell.
But if you think about it, logically it makes complete sense because you have a natural resource there which is very strong and versatile and grows insanely fast.
Why doesn't everyone just use that instead of fucking around building steel? Like, I wouldn't build a house out of it, but I mean, you know, like all this metal scaffolding, when it gets damaged, it's fucked, isn't it? You can't really recycle it.
Probably a weather thing. I mean...
What do you mean? You think if bamboo gets a bit wet?
No, I'm talking about the cold and also... It would be a cultural thing, though, because if you suddenly decide to start building thing out of bamboo, I mean, for a start, the buildings that are built out there are built out of different materials than we use here. I'm guessing that no one's going to be hauling a bag of bricks up bamboo.
What?
I don't know. I don't know why you're asking me, expecting me to know.
But you brought it up. I just assumed you've done a bit of research or something.
I'm just telling you what you can do with bamboo. You brought bamboo up, my man. My fucking torch devices for no reason.
I don't know where it came from, to be honest.
4 to 5 on a Friday afternoon and a Christmas podcast episode.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Anyway, some other weird news. We will go back to Christmas because there's a lot to cover. But Harry Redknapp has come out of retirement, right? He's not been a manager for like 7 years and he's come out of retirement and he's helping manage this bottom... It's like a team from Swansea that's been around for 100 years. And they last season, they lost 22 out of 22. They had like 109... No, let me read it proper. It's like 190 goal difference. 191 goal difference they had.
Fuck me. What, you mean minus 191?
Yeah. Jeez. So their oldest player is 73 years old.
Oh, fuck me, dead.
He's been with the club for over 50 years. And the goalkeeper, Jamie McDonald, hasn't had a clean sheet in 10 years. Get a new keeper, then.
Sorry, 10 years.
10 years.
Imagine renewing his contract every season. Jamie, you were shit this season. It's all good. Get you back next season.
I tell you what, this season you've only let in 170 goals. That's the best we've ever done.
Well done, mate. They lost 22 games out of 22.
Yeah, and it was 191 goal difference.
It's an average of conceding nine goals a game.
It's nuts, isn't it? Imagine losing 9-0 every week. Just fucked. Anyway, so Harry's come out of retirement and he's helping them with training, and they got their first win a couple of weekends ago in 3 years.
Fuck me. I thought being a United supporter was bad.
Yeah, you want to try supporting these boys.
You need more than Harry Redknapp, though. You need Gold to come out of retirement for you.
They're called Quim Albion.
Right,
well, CWM. Quim.
That is your problem, right? There, right? Anyone playing for Quim Albion? That's Quim Albion, right? Okay. I tell you why they're losing, because no straight man's going to play for a team called Quim Albion, are they?
So, Quim Albion.
Quim Albion. So clearly, everyone who's decent at football has been like, fuck that, I'm not playing for that shitter.
Of course,
I can only get a 73-year-old.
Brilliant. Can you imagine him coming on as a sub? Like 85th minute, and you've got the fucking 73-year-old man striding onto the pitch for a heart attack.
They'd have to add injury time for the subs. How long it takes for him to get on the...
Hang on, he's coming.
Just give him a sec. He's
got Zimmer frame, mate. Can't have that in goal, mate. Moving on. So back to Christmas. Have you ever spent a Christmas outside of the UK?
Because
I'd imagine your family are a big skiing family.
Not really. Not skiing.
Wow.
My mum hates the cold.
Oh, really?
And my dad is... it's not that fast. I like skiing. But my mum hates the cold. So, no, I don't think I have spent Christmas outside of the UK. Generally, when we go on holiday, we've been out of the country. It's been in the summer because my dad's been a teacher, so...
Oh, of course, that makes sense.
I've been other places. Like I've had Christmas at my grandma's or something, but generally it's been at home.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, what about you?
I spent one Christmas. I told you about it. I spent it in Prague.
Oh, yeah.
When, in the Czech Republic. Because we ended up having carp in a bath for a week before we ate them. That was fucked. Yeah. My mates. Did you know that China has apples for Christmas Eve?
Is that because that's the only time they can afford an apple?
Brilliant. Did you know, I think it's in Japan, that the more money you spend on a gift, the more you care about that person.
Yeah, Japan's culture is pretty fucked, in my opinion.
Brilliant. That's that covered.
Yeah.
In China, they send apples to each other on Christmas Eve as a tradition. Wrapped in brightly coloured paper and often carved with intricate designs. It's said to wish a safe and peaceful night to the recipient. I think it's a fucking apple. Someone at some point just got lazy and went, fuck it, you can have an apple for Christmas, mate.
I mean, I can understand doing that in the past. So maybe it's just a tradition. Surely it's something from when apples were rarer. I don't know, mate. I really couldn't give a shit about what their culture does.
I don't know. They're known as peace apples. That's all I know.
Peace apples.
Yeah,
that sounds like bullshit to me.
Oh, well. Japan, they have KFC at Christmas.
Oh, no, I've seen that. That's what I mean. Like, they have such a weird adoration for the Western stuff.
It says here that Japan don't have many traditions, obviously, because, you know, most Christmases were spent under the cosh.
They're also not a Christian country, for a start.
No. But it says the geezer, it was a brainchild of Takeshi Okawara, who managed the first KFC restaurant in Japan, obviously. And nowadays, people pre-order months in advance to get some Christmas party chicken buckets. That's mental, isn't it? 3.6 million families take part each year, on average. Wow. That's a fucking mess, isn't it? You'd like this one. So this is Russian. They have a dish made up of diced pickle, herring, and covered with potatoes, carrots, beetroot, onion, and mayonnaise. And it is known as herring under a fur coat.
That sounds like an innuendo.
Brilliant. Oh, lovely herring you've got under that fur coat.
That's foul.
Well, it will be smelling foul.
All of this stuff has been... I mean, that might have been a delicacy when, you know, 3 million people were starving to death every year.
Legit.
And they were like, fuck me, well, this is the most food we've ever seen all year. So this is now a delicacy. But if the right response to that... This is the thing where, like... Traditional food does not translate well across cultures. Like haggis.
To anyone else, haggis is
does not the grimmest well. Thing. You know what? Let's see that sheep's gallbladder. Yeah, we're going to fill it with just offal and fucking potato and onion.
Oof. Beautiful. Well, talking of sheep, in Norway, they have a Christmas traditional meal called smalahove, which is the head of a sheep. That's been salted and dried. The ears and eyes would be eaten first, and the rest would be eaten from front to back of the skull. Served with potatoes, veg. I mean, if that doesn't scream poverty.
Yeah, that's just fucking student meals on a different level.
What happened to the rest of the fucking sheep? Because surely that's Christmas dinner, isn't it? Stop eating the fucking heads.
That's something you see in a lot of cultures like that. Like China, they'll eat, you know, the head and feet of a duck and call it a delicacy. And you're like, no, that's not a delicacy, mate. That's just...
It's just bits.
It's just bits of a fucking bird that you don't want to eat. And the only reason you're eating it is because you need to.
I mean, it was like, you know, we used to make broths and things out of the heads. Or, you know, we boil them down and make flavour out of them and that.
Yeah.
Which makes sense to utilise it.
You can use it all.
But to claim that, oh, I've got this head of a fucking sheep that I've eaten the rest of, because obviously that was the good bit. This is revered in our culture. Can you pay me a lot of money for it, please?
Not a bit. A delicacy is coq au vin. Not fucking, you know, hoof of cow.
You try them cow zoops? Big Christmas
it's like
dinner.
ox tongue. Ox tongue.
Yeah, I've never tried it. I don't understand why.
Just give me any other part of the ox.
Legit. I'd gnaw on the horn. I don't really want the tongue. Anyway, so that's some Christmas traditions from around the world.
Cheers, man.
That was, traditional food from around the world. Let's not talk about Christmas traditions.
Any niche traditions in your house when you were growing up?
Not really. I mean, no. We just sort of, I don't want to say we did the same thing every year, but there's only so much you can do with Christmas, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? We'd have a little Christmas CD on and that, and we'd start drinking early just to, you know, ease the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always have like prawn cocktail for a breakfast. That was nice.
Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it really. We I don't know, because my mum's a vegetarian. So meat wasn't really a thing that, you know, we never had to buy like a whole turkey because it would just be wasted. Do you know what I mean? Like me and my dad would tear through it a bit, but then you're going to end up eating turkey for the next 6 weeks easily.
What a whole, bro, I'd get through a whole turkey myself in 2 days.
You're a fucking savage, mate. I couldn't do it. It's just too much. The thing is with turkey as well, it's so dry and it's so boring. Like unless you have some sort of like cranberry with it or something. You're it's just it a with, waste of meat.
If it's dry, you're cooking it wrong. It doesn't need to be dry.
Bro, it's just dry food. Every turkey I've ever had is dry.
All that you're coming across here is that your family isn't like, good at cooking.
Ross, imagine that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've never had a wet turkey. You know what I mean? Like that. It's never been moist. It's always been dry. It's just always dry.
That's your fault, not hers.
Hey, listen, I do all the hard work. I do all the lead up. All she needs to do is be wet.
Like the binding and gagging, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do all the sweet nothings. Whispering to my turkeys, I stroke it of a night.
Yeah, that's rough.
Play with its tail feathers.
Yeah,
what more does it want? Just be moist.
Imagine that. Imagine that being whispered into your ear at night.
Just be moist.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Aren't you moist?
Just be moist.
Ah, that gave me a whole new type of cancer right there.
If that's not fucking sexy ASMR, I don't know what is.
Shit, that was horrible.
Get the butter out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel violated. I'm sure our listeners do.
I hope so. That's what I aim for. Most days, let alone... Violation. This is a special day at Christmas as well. They need full violation.
Ah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Get it off, you dirty bitch.
For Merry Christmas from your creepy uncle.
Oh, pair of fucking grimmels. I'd be the kind of uncle that would dress up like Santa and get absolutely annihilated and then just talk shit for like 5 hours to these kids that couldn't escape. I'd really scar them for life, is my
growing up.
What about yourself? Have you had any? Have you done any weird Christmas traditions? Anything odd?
Not weird. I mean, we put actual candles on the tree, which is quite a German thing.
It sounds like quite a health and safety breach to me, mate.
It's actually fine. You just put them at the edges, and you just don't leave the room.
Brilliant. You just don't leave the. You have to stand next to the tree just in case with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, just don't. You don't do it when the Christmas tree is dry. You only do it right in the beginning because the fir tree when it's like alive still, it won't go up like it does. If it's dry, that's when you get the fire because it will go up fast.
Yeah,
but it won't do if it's not dry. So
all right. Anyway, so a new tree needs a candle.
Yeah, that kind of thing we do.
Why candles? Do they smell of anything? Or do you just, like burning? Do you fucking like living on the edge?
No, if you think about what you could actually decorate a Christmas tree with to like 150 years ago. I mean, like something like acrylic didn't exist. So you can't... What can you put on a tree?
Ceramics? Clay?
Yeah, I mean, you put ceramics...
Anything but fire?
Well, that kind of thing. But
I think even like... When fire was invented and they found out that burning trees was a thing, I still think even then they'd go, I don't know what to put on this tree. Maybe not fire.
Well, it's not fire, is it? It's a candle. It's a very small flame.
It's definitely got fire on it.
You need to actually experience it because it's quite magical.
What, a burning tree? It's not Moses,
it's not burning,
mate.
Is it? It's a tree with candles on it.
Have you ever? Did you used to have Christmas puddings?
Yeah, we still do. Yeah, I'm not really a massive fan of Christmas pudding, but
I can't fucking stand it, mate. Can't stand it. Do you hide coins in it?
No,
because that was a tradition from times gone by, wasn't it?
Yeah,
stick a coin in it.
Sometimes I think Mum would put a £2 coin in it, but it's not really a massive tradition. Christmas pudding. It's not really my thing, but I will eat it if it's there.
I'm not fussed with it. It's just too fruity. Do you know what I mean?
What do you prefer instead? Just ice cream?
Just fuck all, mate. Just more, I don't know. I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? Because I think my Christmas dinner should be enough, really, shouldn't it? There's a lot there. There's a lot going on. So I think a fuck-off dinner should probably be enough. Like, when you finished your dinner... On a normal day, I wouldn't even think about dessert unless asked. Do you know what I mean? So a massive Christmas dinner, the last thing I'm thinking of is, what can I top this off with?
Fair
and
enough,
plus, there's always, you know, there's always boxes of celebrations and that knocking about. Just fucking munch through them.
I'm always love game them. For a cheeky coffee and cheese crackers.
Oh, do you know, it pains me to say it, but I really enjoy cheese and crackers. I do.
Why does it pain you to say it?
Because it's just a shit dessert, isn't it? It's not even dessert, it's just cheese. It shouldn't be a dessert, but it is a lovely way to finish a meal.
Spice up your life with a bit of Wensleydale and cranberry.
Do you know, I've actually got some cranberry Wensleydale.
There we go.
My favourite. I only ever buy it at Christmas, because I feel like, if I do it through the year, I feel like I'm cheating myself of the say it's like your birthday, and you go, I really fancy a takeaway because it's my birthday. It's like a little treat, isn't it? So Christmas is the only time I can treat myself to a little bit of cranberry Wednesday. But yeah, no, it's just one of them things. Like, if I buy it through the year, I feel like I'm cheating myself out of a treat at Christmas. I feel like it's not special anymore.
Fair enough. I mean, maybe I'm just a glutton, but I like it all year round.
Far too westernised, you are, mate.
Far too westernised? Look at the state of you, blood.
Glassiness. You fiend. What's your top Christmas film?
Top Christmas what?
Christmas film. If you were to sit down in front of the telly of a proper cold evening over Christmas, what would you want on?
Miracle on 34th Street.
I've never seen it.
Good one. Or Home Alone.
Home Alone is a classic. I do like Home Alone.
I also like The Grinch.
Do you?
Yeah, big fan of the Jim Carrey Grinch.
I thought that you'd swerve that because no, I love that. It's not very traditional.
Big fan of that. What about you?
What about Elf? Elf is a really good film.
Fair enough.
It's,
not my
I
one.
Mean, it's stupid funny, but it is funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of them, like, when I first watched it, I thought, oh, I just have a load of tat. But over the years, I've come to really appreciate it.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah. Elf's good. Or Home Alone. It's always a classic. It's always a good choice.
Yeah.
Who got asked the other day? Oh, Patrice Evra was asked what his favourite Christmas film was. And he, without even thinking, said, Godfather.
I said, Patrice,
no. What about a Christmas film? He said, what's wrong with watching a Godfather at Christmas? That's what I like. Defensive about it.
Evra is, he's one of the best defenders I've ever seen, but he is a nutter.
He's fucking lost, isn't he? Have you watched him on social media?
Yeah,
some of the
mate,
stuff he comes out
with.
He's
doing some fucking weird out-of-pocket shit for no reason. Like licking a table or something, and you're just like, Patrice, my man, get a grip.
You've done so well in your life, and now look, what has happened?
What are you doing, bro? Behave yourself.
Are you all right? You having a good time?
Yeah, I'm just rocking my leg.
Oh, I see. I thought you were having a fit.
No, I'm having a wank, actually.
Brilliant. Makes sense, to be fair. This handsome bit of meat across from you.
What?
All right then, chef.
Right, bro, well...
Cheers for popping in. Cheers for ruining Christmas for everyone.
Yeah, that's right, bro. Fuck you too. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well, we haven't really chatted much about... I haven't got a book to talk about anyway, so that's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. Nice one, bro. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's been good to catch up.
Yeah, and you. It's been nice to speak to you. Nice to see you. Yeah. I'm glad you're all right.
Thank you, yeah.
As good as can be. Anyway.
Been a rough couple of months, but we're there.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, boss.
All right, then. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, bye-bye.
Have the nicest. Ho, ho, ho.